This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
Today, we're talking about something we have some expertise in or knowledge about. That's teaching English.
Indeed, that's right, Rob. We work on the BBC's Learning English website, hopefully giving people around the world a helping hand in learning a language that isn't the one they normally use.
Well, hopefully we're about to make that learning journey a bit easier as we launch a brand new online course.
Yes.
But how long does it take someone to become a fluent speaker of English?
Well, it's a good question, Rob, and one we'll try to answer today. We'll also be discussing some general ways to make learning English easier and explaining some learning-related vocabulary along the way. So, let's get started, Rob.
OK, well, hold your horses, Finn.
OK.
Not so fast. I have a question to ask you first.
Mm-hmm.
According to the last UK census taken in 2011, what percentage of the British population speaks a first language that's not English? Is it A, 1.7%, B, 7.7%, or C, 14.7%?
That's an interesting one. My first guess is C, 14.7%.
Well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. So now we can discuss how learning English is getting easier. Of course, there are a huge number of publications, books, leaflets and magazines that can help teach you. But there are those people who say that you can't beat the real thing, a teacher, someone who can explain a language to you face to face.
Indeed, but that comes at a cost and isn't always practical. You might not have a school nearby. That's why in the 21st century, online seems to be the main method of learning. Technology is allowing the English language to come to you.
That's true. And that's why we've launched a brand new English course that's available on a computer, tablet, or mobile phone. It's aimed at intermediate learners and charts a pathway through the various aspects of the language.
And we hope that by committing around 15 minutes a day to using it, a learner will see a real improvement in their English knowledge and skill. But as well as using resources available online, how else can someone help themselves to get a better grasp, that's a better understanding, of English?
Well, if someone wants to become a confident speaker of English, trainer Richard Hallows has some tips. Have a listen and see if you can hear what are the two main aspects of English that you need.
Most importantly, you've got to have a good range of vocabulary and grammar. You need to know lots of words. The more words you know, the better, obviously. And similarly with grammar. The more grammar you have, the better you can explain yourself. We also need to think about pronunciation. Learners of English often worry about speaking like a native speaker. It's not necessary to have a native accent.
OK, so Richard says you need a good range or a wide variety of vocabulary and grammar. The more words you know, the more you can say. And the more grammar you know, the better you can say it.
Or even write it.
True.
One other tip is don't try to sound like a native. So someone who speaks English as a first language. Well, all these are things that we aim to cover in our new course.
Our new course might be a big help to you if you need English for your work or if you're studying in English or if you're planning to visit or even live in the UK. In fact, the British government expects immigrants to reach ESOL Entry 3 or B1 level before they can be granted citizenship. It's equivalent to being able to hold a reasonably confident basic conversation.
Well, in the UK, it's estimated that you need around 360 hours of study to get to that stage from not knowing any English at all. But this depends on a number of factors such as motivation, how much you want to learn.
And age can be a factor too. Some experts say it's common for children under the age of 11 to be very immersed and be fluent in English in about 6 months. But why should someone choose to learn English? This is something we've been asking you on our Facebook page.
Osama says, it's like my passport. You need it wherever you go.
Very good. Suzuki says, it's an international communication tool.
And Ha thinks it's the key to getting a good job with a high salary.
Denise says, it's the language that opens doors overseas. Wow. Well, thanks for all your messages.
But now, Rob, I need to know if I got today's question right.
Ah, yes. I asked you, according to the last UK census taken in 2011, what percentage of the British population speaks a first language that's not English?
I said 14.7%.
I think that was a wild guess, Finn,
a very crazy guess.
You were wrong. The census found 7.7% of people in the UK that have a first language that's not English. That's 4.2 million people. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget to check our new website at bbclearningenglish.com. Happy learning.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was BBC Learning English.